The Cat Attack Podcast. Kurz Hire, local for 40 years.
Special edition of the Kurz Hire Cat Attack Podcast. Tom King from K-Rock and Benny, where are you?
Currently on foot here on the way to the ball day three. I'm a bit like a war reporter. I'm sort of been embedded in Warrnambool for the last 4 days. So, day three, we've had a couple of winners and looking forward to hopefully getting one today.
Do you want to talk a bit of footy? The Pussycats last week, 7-0.
Wow.
I think did we get caught by surprise by last week a little bit?
Oh, geez. Caught by surprise. I've been caught by surprise by the 7-0 start. Just Geelong's efficiency. If Carlton have had a problem this year, it's had scores against. And I mean, if you looked at most of the stats, Carlton probably should have won that game. But Geelong's ability to be efficient going forward was just the difference in the game. And what did they kick? 18? Was it 18-7?
Let's have a quick look at the scores, Benny. Let me just go back to.
I think they only had 43 entries to like 65 or something, and they've had 25 shots at goal, which is extraordinary going. So
18-10 to 15-15.
There you go. So 28 scoring shots from, I think it was 43 or 45 entries, which, you know, if you're doing that. Carlton had quite a few players out, more than the Cats. I know the Cats lost Dangerfield, who actually played quite well till he went off. But they did have a few out, including obviously Sard and McGovern. McGovern was probably the matchup for Jeremy Cameron, possibly. But look, the Cats, you know, beat what was in front of them. It was an even effort again. We keep saying it each week, but no, I mean, Cameron obviously with the five, but just got something from everybody, even like a player, and we've spoken about him a lot, but Brandon Parfitt started quite slowly, but yeah, his second half was solid again. So, look, it's exciting times, obviously, with, you know, some players. Be interesting to see what they do this week. Kingy Dempsey flew out of the gates against Carlton, and then I think he only had five possessions after quarter time. So whether or not they, you know, maybe rest him up now, he's played, all seven games, which is a pretty good effort. Maybe.
Does Rowan get a look in?
Hey?
Does Rowan get a look in?
Well, possibly. Yeah, I mean, although he's probably plays a different role to Dempsey. So, but yeah, I just wonder whether, you know, a player like that has sort of just hit the wall a little bit, which is understandable, whether they change things up. But the Twos had a good win, albeit it must have been against an injury-ravaged Carlton VFL side. So, but another big one this week too. I mean, Melbourne are very hard to score against, but have also had some problems scoring themselves. So, it's onwards and upwards, Kingy.
Hawkins' last 3 weeks, Benny. Some suggest that, you know, the role he's playing is basically, you know, they're still going to, he's going to attract a crowd, and Geelong are happy for him to attract that crowd because it frees up others.
Well, possibly. I mean, of course, he's gone goalless 3 weeks in a row.
2019.
Yeah, I mean, let's take the Brisbane game out. I mean, that was torrential rain. It really wasn't suiting sort of tall forwards. I don't think Jeremy Cameron kicked a goal in that game, did he? So you take that game out. He's playing on Wietering. I mean, Wietering's an absolute gun at the peak of his powers. Yeah, and look, he struggled, Tom, but he's the sort of player that will bounce back and he'll find his way. And do you think that what are you suggesting they might go with Neil this week?
I just wanted to get your thoughts on where you saw what the role.
No alarm bells just yet. I mean, it's three games. One of them is being defined, and the other one against quality opposition. So, you know, in terms of the quality opponent, so plenty. I'll put full faith in Tom. I think you start writing Tom Hawkins off you. You're off your head, given the way his career's tracked.
Pony at the moment, Benny. Have you hit the Tozer O double or the Houlihan treble yet?
In terms of my journey to the track, you know, I'm just negotiating the back straight at the moment. So there's plenty of refreshments being had down here, King. I can certainly imagine. If you've never been to this carnival, and you'd like a sort of bit of frivolity and a bit of just sort of, you know, refreshment on a lawn, this is the place to be for these 3 days. I ventured out last night and it was, geez, it was, yeah, it was a sea of punters at the pub. So, yeah, really exciting. You should do it. Put it on your bucket list if you've never been to the Bull.
Identities, Benny. Are there many down there?
Many of the who?
AFL identities.
I saw Gil McLaughlin in the Mounting Yard yesterday. He must have been getting interviewed for something. I haven't seen too many others. I haven't seen any players. I don't sort of venture too far though, Kingy. I just sort of go back to where our stables and where our tie-ups are for the horses, back to the Mounting Yard. I sort of wear a bit of a pass. So I'm not amongst the throng, if you like, all the time. But I haven't seen too many in the Mounting Yard. I've seen plenty of, obviously, racing identities here, including Brent Thompson. But so it's been good. And interestingly too, the weather's been good, Kingy, which is important. So
cracking had 3 days.
Yeah, it's been good. 3 good days. The track manager, he's copped it.
Now, can we get back to it? Can we get back to a bit of footy? What do the Cats have to do well to beat the Demons, Benny? Is that even spread? Like, we've talked about the fact that no Cat has had more than 30 disposals in a game. Dangerfield goes out. You suspect Atkins, after starting as a sub last week, he becomes, you know, back into the midfield. Does Rowan come back as a sub? Stewart's back into the side. It'd be interesting to see what they do at selection tonight.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the biggest thing with Melbourne is probably a couple of things. Their midfield tends to play well against Geelong, Viney and Petrarca and Oliver. Finding ways to limit their, I mean, if they're touching it 25, 30 times each, it'll be tough going.
O'Connor have another role this week?
O'Connor, possibly, yeah. Possibly. You know, Petrarca might be a good matchup for him. I mean, I don't think Viney gets a lot of it. And look, he's a very good player. Perhaps not as damaging. Petrarca gets it 30 times, you're in trouble. Viney gets it 30 times, he's not likely to kick 3 goals. Which Petrarca can do the lot. The other one is obviously May and Lever. So they're just absolute class defenders. And, you know, May just has an ability to get in the way. So negotiating their way around that, using like Close and Stengel, who have both been really good. Obviously Myers. I mean, if Rowan comes in, just finding other avenues possibly, then if you just start kicking it long, May and Lever will have a field day.
Between them, they had 49 disposals and took 22 marks.
The May and Lever. Yeah, they're just guns. So got to find ways around them, but I'm sure the Cats will have plans. They had plans last week in terms of sort of enticing Carlton up the field, and then they hit them on the counter that many times. It was good to see.
Last week, Benny, 87,000, the biggest ever crowd to watch Geelong in a home and away game with the Cats as a home team. That was, I couldn't believe the number when it was posted.
No, someone you said to me, I think, before the game, you thought they were banking on 75. And once the game started, I looked around, I thought there's more than 75 here. Well, let's put it this way. I thought there was every bit of 75. I was a little surprised at the crowd in terms of its size, but geez, it's and I mean, Carlton have been
the bloody boy,
Carlton have been in the doldrums. That's the man on the gate. He's obviously right into the pies. Carlton have been, you know, an average team for quite some time, and their fans are enjoying the ride. I mean, what did you think the percentage was, Carlton to Geelong fans on Saturday?
50-50. I thought the Cats were actually really good. They made some real good noise.
Yeah, they're good. They were actually. So I think Geelong fans have been surprised themselves, probably. So they got motivated to get off their chairs and get involved. But so yeah, it's exciting. Interesting what they get on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's a Melbourne home game too, Benny.
Right, so that'll limit the crowd a little bit because Melbourne obviously have a small supporter base. And I wonder what sort of money the Cats make out of a game like last Saturday. Have you got any idea, Kingy?
No, I'm not sure of the figure, Benny. Things have changed from what it used to be, but we'll hopefully have Steve Hocking with us in the next few weeks to have a bit of a chat and Well, like we know that they were only budgeting for high 20s, maybe I think 28 against North Melbourne, and they got, you know, best part of 31.5. So things are all, I ran into somebody who's a bit of a bigwig commercially in Geelong, and he said that the Cats are very happy with where they are dollar-wise at the moment. So
Which is good. I mean, if you, especially if you, you know, when you're 7-0, you got to try and capitalise, I suppose. And that was probably a godsend for the Cats, that fixture last Saturday falling against the Blues, you know, Cats home game as well.
Interesting to see whether Geelong looks at that 4:35. Now, I don't know what influence they have. Like, so we're going to see the fixture for the last round 16 to 23 come probably after round 9.
Right.
And the Cats are going to, like, the AFL are talking about this Saturday twilight becoming a bit of not a prime time game, but a bit of a marquee. So Geelong with, you know, some games coming up against Essendon is the first one in round 16. They've got Collingwood as well, not long after about round 18 or 19. So it'll be interesting to see whether they're the Friday night games, because there's not going to be any Thursday night footy, the AFL said, from 16 to 23, whether Geelong go into that Friday night slot or whether they look at that Saturday twilight.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know if sort of the Carlton game's a great sort of measuring stick of whether that's success or not, because Carlton fans will, you know, given their success and the size of their supporter base, it'd be interesting to see how that transpired against some lower type sides, I suppose. But certainly worked for them on Saturday, and crowds have been quite, I'm sure the Cats would have been quite happy with the crowds across their 7 games this year.
Benny, well, I know we're short on time, but we'll roll through these. There's not as many as last week, but Howler 41. Last week I said it's not pants off, but maybe belt loosened. This week it's Donald Duck style, shirt on, pants off. But in all seriousness, a good win against a very good side. Normally you'd have to start very late and turn the dial to SBS to see a spanking like Stanley copped. Definitely not for young eyes. In the last quarter when the game had to be won, he had zero possessions or tackles, only 4 hit-outs. Sure. Massive ask.
You think Conway comes in?
No, I don't know. Stanley's record against Gorn has actually been okay.
Yeah, so I know, but he's in such poor form. He's low on confidence, so you would have to think that they'd have to seriously consider. I mean, Conway's probably better equipped physically in terms of the actual ruck. I mean, Gorn's just a star, and he's playing really well this year, so got an interesting decision there to make.
B. Davey 22, how the pundits are back on the Cats again and singing our praises. What they forget is our rebuild year of 2023 to 2023 was tough for us fans.
Yes, 100%.
We're in such a great position to launch again. Wonder if it's time to switch to the Conway and Stanley management. Surely it's Conway with the month on and Stanley coming into relief. I'd play knock Loch Ness against Big Maxi this week and give the kid a good solid test.
I don't know. It's an interesting one. I'd like to see Conway get a crack against the quality opposition. You wouldn't expect him to beat him, but it'd be a great learning experience for Conway if he got a game against, could get a game against Gorn.
We'll find out tonight at 6:20. And B. Davey says, Benny, my horse, I own the left nostril hair, is running at the Bull today. Race 2, number 6, Our Sassy Lady. Have you ever had a sassy lady, Campbell, responsibly? I think I might move on. We're out of time, Benny, I think. If Tom Hawkins asks for another year, do we give it to him? If Tom Hawkins asks for another year, do we give it to him?
Oh, not, I wouldn't have thought at this stage, no. But that'll all play out. And I wouldn't have thought after round 7 you'd be doing that. You'd be waiting until after this season ends, which is what happened last year. So I think there's plenty to play out there, but I wouldn't be doing that, pulling the trigger on anything like that round 7.
Coz, Cats of the future. Hope Benny survives and you get a chance to record this. Well, we have. Our game is quick rebound off halfback. Players running forward at speed in unison into space, even ignoring the Hawks' dry run of late. Would you agree his game style doesn't suit this, as in Tom Hawkins? Would you agree that a giraffe gazelle hybrid, this game style should on paper suit Neil much better?
That's probably not the silliest call. I'd say that that's probably the case, but I wouldn't be. Do you want to get on the podcast?
Not really.
This is Ash from Wild Racing. Cats are the D's this week.
D's by 5.
Cool.
Ash. Right.
So, I do think there's probably merit to that, if that's the way the Cats want to play. I did hear a few pundits suggest that won't win finals, that style of footy. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds across the rest of the year, Kingy, whether the Geelong continue to use that or the, something that they maybe wheel out against certain sides like they did against the Blues. But I heard a couple of people say that that they didn't feel like that was going to stand up in finals. So it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds.
Answer this, but you answered it on the Twitter. If Benny came home to find his lovely in bed with the Geelong number 8 collar jasney, which side would he get in? And Benny's reply, I'd just jiggle the Lipton and know my place.
Yes.
Andrew Daly, sorry, Kingy, would love to ask, but I can't think of anything normal. Two-prong ruck attack, does Hardy get a run?
Well, like we've spoken about it, you'd like to see him get a run. He's earned the run. He hasn't been handed it if he gets it. Geelong have to sort of see what where he's at. Oh, you'd hate for him to have 30 every week in the twos for the entire year, not get a crack in the seniors, and then they drop him.
Is Carlton the new Collingwood? This is from the Hoops crew. Their supporters are insufferable. Heaven help us if they become premiers in the next few years. Carlton being up and about, great for the comp.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I'll have to wrap it up here, Kingy.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.